Hello, welcome to the Dear Writer podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ashley. We're two aspiring collaborative authors sharing our writing journey with you, the ups, the downs, and everything in between.
Whether you're just starting out or a more experienced writer, we hope that you'll find this podcast inspiring and thought-provoking. And here's the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Dear Writer. Today, we are recording episode 151, and it's another one of our craft episodes. And today we're going to be talking about editing.
Yes. It's not a very fun word, you know, you just say editing and you're like, oh, good. A couple hours to hear all about editing. But I think it'll be worth it because I feel like for self-published books, like ours are pretty good. Like we don't have that many mistakes. It's pretty clean. So I think hopefully we'll be able to share some insights. Before we do our writing update, we'd just say that The Price of Pandemonium is out, so if you haven't got your copy, please go and get one. It's a really, even though we wrote it, it's a really great read, really fun, and we're really happy with how it turned out, so go yes. Check it out.
I think we've definitely learned from the first book. I still love When the Rain Falls, but Price of Pandemonium, I feel, is quite exciting to read through, and
yes,
I enjoy it a lot, so.
Yes.
I would highly recommend you go and check that out.
Me too. And now on to the writing update. So how has your writing been the past few weeks, Sarah?
So I feel like it's been going pretty good, actually. I have continued with my Dylan chapter. It was pretty slow going to begin with. It felt like I'd get 300 or so words every single time I sat down. It didn't matter whether I was sitting down for like, you know, 30 minutes or an hour or 3 hours. Sometimes I like somehow I'd just finish and I'd be like, 300 words. Okay.
Again.
But I finally broke past that and managed to push through to the end. And it felt like quite an achievement for that one. And I think and hope it's much better than what it was. Now my next challenge is another Lizzie chapter. And I feel like each time I open a new chapter in Darkness Set Us Free, I'm like fervently hoping it won't be so bad and maybe not all of it will need to be rewritten. But the next one has a lot of comments. Mainly it just says too wordy, wordy, reword. So it appears almost the whole chapter has been highlighted. So I do have my work cut out for me. Ashley, how's your writing been going?
So I guess is how I'd say. I started writing my new Aaron chapter in Darkness Set Us Free, and it's been a journey. To start with, I struggled with Aaron before this, which I could tell through the writing. Second, I was really struggling to sort of get a handle on him. So Sarah and I have had a lot of conversations about changing his character a lot, which I think made sense because before he felt very much like, I said once before, like a plot device to Sarah. It's just kind of how it felt, like he was there for certain reasons and it didn't go a lot further than that. It even got to the point where I was like, okay, I'll start with his like background and then maybe I can get like a feel for him. And then I was like, he doesn't really have a background. I feel like this is part of the problem.
I also feel like you couldn't even really call him a plot device. He was just there because like if you took him out of the entire book before.
Yeah.
I feel like there would be like maybe a little bit that changed, but like not really.
Not a lot.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
He just, it
like,
was not.
It would be like, okay, does he really need to be there if he's not really doing anything?
That thought also with his didn't new cross my mind. Do I even need him? Like, can we get rid of him? But
with his new character, I think it's going to work, you know.
He's at least interesting now, which is something. So I am about 1,000 words through, and I had written, I'm hoping this is the hardest part is out of the way. It is not, because I did some more on it yesterday, and it's much worse after the action's gone. So.
Oh, dear.
I don't know how much long. Yeah, anyways, it's pretty bad. Like, I read the next page of what was coming up, and I was like, oh, no, please, no, it's so bad. So we'll see how much longer it takes.
I would just maybe like look at it, take out like the main points of like the things that need to be in there, and then just like delete the whole lot and then like just write.
I am kind of thinking of deleting most, like, can't even, yeah, deleting a lot of it, like a lot of it, especially because it's all irrelevant now that we changed his backstory too
Yeah,
and
that's why I
everything.
was
It's all
like, just
just.
take out the points that need to be there, like XYZ, like needs to happen, and then be like, okay, bye.
Just get rid of everything else. So
Oh dear.
yeah,
Okay.
it's been an adventure. But anyways, hopefully it will get easier as it goes along. Yes, to hoping. So anyways, we should move on to our main discussion now, which, as we said before, is editing. And I thought we could start with a kind of a not silly question, but basically a what is the importance of editing if you hadn't worked that out already? I do feel like sometimes you just want your book to be done, right? And you're like, I don't really need to do too much editing. I'm sure it's fine. And this is the part where we're like, this is why you definitely should edit. So, Sarah.
Okay, well, I'm going to start out this whole episode by being like, I'm one of those strange people who actually quite enjoy editing and have considered actually studying editing. So, hopefully, I'll be able to provide some hints because I feel like I've picked up a lot, like in my weird enjoyment of it, that I've like read quite a few books and like understand quite a bit just because it's an interest. So, I've studied it a bit more. But anyways, so the importance of editing is the difference between publishing a book that's not ready and getting barely any readers, versus publishing a very polished product that is going to serve you well in your writing career. Editing really does polish and make your work sparkle a bit, I'm gonna say. So an unedited work is one that's not going to be easy to read. And it's going to draw the reader out of the story because of the plot holes, inconsistencies, and grammar and spelling errors. Ashley, what would you have to add to that?
My reasoning was so that your book actually makes sense. I was mostly thinking because we've been doing, as we said, a lot of editing of and rewriting of Darkness Set Us Free, and I feel like a lot of the changes that we're making are just like they didn't make logical sense before, and like when you read it, you're like, I don't understand why this is here. Like, literally, this would never happen. Or literally, this isn't even a motivation that would drive somebody. And it like really does take you out of it. So I think
Yes, yeah.
editing makes your book readable and also logical and believable. That's what I'm going to
I feel like a lot of them, at least in the chapters that
go
I'm
with.
doing as well, a lot of the emotion either feels too forced or there's not enough of it. So, like, I feel like for mine, there's a lot of emotion that needs to go into it. And I feel like I'm hitting it now, which is quite
That's
satisfying.
good. So there's basically three main types of editing. So there's developmental slash stylistic editing, then there's copy editing and proofreading. I thought it'd be helpful for us to break down these three types and explain how each of them can be a benefit to your novel. And maybe we'll add some comments of our own about, think how we feel about them in certain places as well. So we'll start with the developmental slash stylistic editing, Sarah.
So this definition is taken from Masterclass. Just if you wanted to read any more, you can go to their website. So developmental editing is a phase of the book editing process where editors give a thorough evaluation of an author's work to help determine what it needs in order to be ready for publishing. This manuscript critique addresses various story element issues like plot holes, poor character development, confusing dialogue, sentence phrasing, and any other issues that arise in relation to story elements.
In my mind, I'm like, Darkness set us free, blink, blink, blink. All of those
Yes.
issues. So developmental editing is important because it helps identify gaps in the author's writing and ensures your story has a strong foundation, which will help readers connect with your work. It also ensures your work is appropriate for the target audience and helps make your novel engaging enough for readers to enjoy. So does play quite a large role, and I feel like that's basically what we're going through now, although It feels like on a very
Yes.
substantial scale.
Yeah.
At least at the moment, anyways.
It's definitely like the macro editing rather than the micro stuff.
Yeah, given like for each chapter at the moment, we have the caveat like, Sarah or Ashley, this is so much better. Please ignore the minor editing issues that need to happen. Some of the sentences are terrible, but nonetheless, it's much better.
Yeah, that's pretty much what how it goes. We're just like, okay, here it is. It's tons better, but there's still work that needs to be done. And we're
Exactly.
well aware of it.
I've had enough. It's that kind of
Yeah.
argument. I'm just like, I've just had enough of this. I can't be an Aaron's head or whoever it was last time Levi's head any longer. All
I mean, it's
right.
just like, I can't see the wood for the trees. Here
Yeah.
you go.
The next one we're going to have a quick chat about is copy editing. Sarah?
So again, from masterclass, copy editing is the stage in which a piece of the writing, the copy, is reviewed and edited to improve its readability. Copy editors ensure the style of writing is consistent and that the text flows organically from one sentence to the next. They also check the work for grammar, punctuation, and continuity, providing suggestions on how best to convey the message of the writer. In addition to content editing, copy editors can act as fact checkers, which is especially necessary if the writing is non-fiction and involves vetting of real information.
So copy editing takes the quality of your manuscript to the next level by improving its readability and clarity. It helps ensure your work is error-free and that the tone slash voice of the piece is consistent throughout. The last thing your reader wants is a book riddled with errors and a book that is confusing. So it helps make your work look professional and presentable to your target audience. I feel like we spend a lot of time in the copy editing phase. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, I think we do. I think there's a lot of read-throughs in the copy editing phase.
Yes.
And then we're like, getting pickier and pickier each time.
Yes, that's accurate. All right. So the last one we'll quickly cover is proofreading. So, Sarah.
So this one's from Grammarly. So the word proofreading came from the traditional publishing industry. Before digital publishing gained popularity, publishers would print an early copy of the text, i.e. the proof. A final review of the proof was performed by a proofreader who's responsible for catching any grammatical, spelling, and formatting errors or inconsistencies. Proofreading is the last opportunity to correct any errors that might have slipped past before it's published.
I think the definition says it all. The last opportunity to correct any errors. And I think this part's all about professionalism. So clean, error-free work, which makes it of a really high standard because you want your book to be the best version it can be. And we all know, I'm sure we've all found mistakes in other people's books, and Sarah and I have talked about them occasionally on the podcast. And I guess that's what proofreading is trying to avoid.
Yeah, try very, very hard. I think, it's not unusual in any book to find like an error. But, you try to avoid it. And that's what proofreading is for.
Like I remember finding a he/she error in The Prisoner of Azkaban when I was like 14, I must have been. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've done it. You're like, I don't know. I remember being like, I can't believe she made a mistake, but also I can't believe I noticed it. So, moving on. I thought we could talk about, we've kind of briefly touched on it in a couple of these pieces, but do we go through all of these phases of editing? And if so, what order do we go through them?
So, I was going to say we do go through all of the phases and ideally in the order specified above. Firstly, we edit for any major plot difficulties. If there are giant holes that need to be changed, then that needs to be done first. Or you could potentially be wasting time copy editing and proofing something that will later be deleted. And not only that, but you will still need to copy edit and proof the new content if anything does need to be rewritten. So, there definitely needs to be an order to it, I feel. Although,
I'm so diagnosed it as free again.
Yeah, I've written an example of how things aren't always so neat and tidy. So we kind of have been alluding to it a bit. But so we've been recently editing Diagnosed Set Us Free. When we first started the edits, we thought, stylistically, it was complete without major plot holes. Oh, we were so wrong. And we actually ran through it once each with a set of edits, and we thought it was pretty good. Then we set it down for a while to focus on our other projects. When we picked it up and each ran through it again, so a total of like four edits, we discovered that we were much earlier in the process than what we thought. And we are now doing the stylistic / developmental edits, rewriting a large portion of the text. So have we wasted time? Probably. But luckily, we didn't get to the stage of sending it to our editor before we realized there were some major things wrong that needed to be fixed. Ashley, anything to add?
I still don't really know how we thought it was okay. I'm going to blame like COVID or something, because it was like, when I reading through it again, it was obvious. If that makes any sense. Like, it was, I was just like, oh my gosh, what is this? So maybe it's just sort of like mindset, outlook, maybe being, like you said before, seeing the wood through the trees. Kind of feel like we've been invested in it too long. I don't know.
I don't think we set it down long enough initially. And I think COVID definitely did play a role. I think it was when we wrote it, it played a role that we were very isolated and in our heads a lot, or at least that was me anyways, and it shows in the writing.
Well, obviously, yes. I was like, I don't know if I felt that way at the time, but reading back through some of the stuff, I'm like, things are happening in my mind, apparently.
Yes.
I think for us, I just literally thought of this now, I feel like some of the phases are less distinct. Do you know what I mean? Like, we go through a lot of iterations, so I feel like eventually the developmental one like gets smaller, but then like the copy editing one like kind of takes over. If that makes any sense, like they sort of like blend from one phase to the next.
Yeah, I think, yeah, particularly the developmental and the copy editing, but yeah, it depends. I think I think they are a bit more distinct than what you maybe think, because there are, like, even with Price of Pandemonium, when we read through and we were like, oh, there were certain chapters, like, I think that we needed changed, or like that we highlighted as needing to be changed. Like, I remember, you know, some that we added, I think, initially, and like things like that, that I would call the developmental edits.
Yeah.
And then after that, after we'd done those like major chapter revisions, then I'd say the next part was more copy editing. So I think it is there, but it's just because we just do it now and it and we just continue on into the next phase. You know?
So we have kind of alluded to our process of editing. I wonder if we can just kind of give a bit more of a detailed overview of how it looks, so everyone can be on the same page. We've talked about it a bit before, but I feel like when you're doing a whole chapter based on editing, it's probably important to go over how we edit. So, Zara?
Yeah, so we definitely have talked about this. And when I started writing the previous question, I was like, oh, I've done it again. I've like blended into the next question. But yeah, so firstly, we edit ourselves, working from like a macro perspective, and big changes to the micro perspective and small changes. And we like to get it as polished as possible before we send it to our editor. And so this involves all the stages we mentioned, but then we also run it through editing software for proofing, which helps pick up things our eyes do not. Next, our editor does further copy editing and proofreading for us. And then when we receive it back, we make the changes that she has suggested. We have a final say in what does get changed, but more often than not, she is right. And then because we've fiddled once again with the manuscript, it needs like a final run through and proof, because it's not uncommon to find errors in the pieces that have been reworked.
Yes. I actually share a lesson I'm sure my friend won't mind. I won't use names. A lesson in this. So I have a friend who recently published one of her books, and she had it checked, like proofread professionally. She did the changes and then went to publish basically straight away, and then found errors in the changes, like quite a few, and has had to like republish again with those changes fixed. So definitely a lesson of, even though you've had it professionally proofread, occasionally you make errors in the changes, which we find all the time as well. So watch out for that. And I think I learned through her that lesson. I think she learned
I
that
think it
lesson as well.
depends. Well, I think it depends on like the process that you use with your editor. Like some editors will be like, okay, go make the changes, and then they'll take it back and then do the last run through. But because we like to have like the final read through ourselves in terms of like control of the piece, you know, like we don't send it back again to the editor. We let them make their edits and make their changes, or make their suggestions for changes, and then we will action those suggestions. So because you do that, you have to do the proofing again, which yeah,
Feel like you
a
should
lot
do it
gets
anyways. Always
yes.
do a proof yourself before you publish it. But I was gonna say that I think we're quite lucky, the fact that we're co-writers, because we get to have each other's, even though we're like both invested in the work, like different sets of eyes looking at the same piece of work, which I think is a real benefit when it
Yes.
comes to editing. It also gives the other person a break, so you don't have to just like edit the whole time, because we don't generally work on it together, unless like right now on Darkness Set Us Free we're doing like major edits and rewrites. So often one person has the editing burden for a while, or the other person gets to work on something different, and then we switch, which I think is quite good. You get a bit of a break from it, and you come back with fresh eyes on the piece as well, which is really helpful. Like you haven't just been staring at it for months and months and months on end. Although, again, Darkness It Is Free is causing this to happen, but we are making a lot of changes. So it does feel like a different, not a different book, but.
I'm so excited about it. And, you know, I opened what is now chapter 11, and I'm like, wow, that means we're like a third of the way through, or just over. Or I am, anyways.
Although I
So
have
I'm
three,
excited.
I think my issue is I've got the three, they're three in a row, and three like first chapters from each character in a row. And they all just they're all in their own head. It's just a lot. And I deep down really dislike Aaron, which hasn't been helping. Just the concept of him has been bothering me a lot. We'll get there, I'm sure.
We will.
Anyway, so that brings us to the end of this first part of our episodes about editing. There are still some spots on our author spotlight section. So if you want to head on over to our website, lindersoncreations.com, you can hover your mouse over the podcast tab and you can find a drop down to apply to be featured on Dear Writer.
And next time on Dear Writer, we have another author spotlight interview. So tune in for that. I'm sure it'll be interesting as always.
And if you'd like to know more about us or any of our writing projects, you can visit us at lindersoncreations.com or get in contact with us on Facebook or Instagram under the handle Linderson Creations. Or you can check us out on TikTok under our author name, Sasha A. Linderson.
If you enjoy the show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Tell your friends about us, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Happy writing, everyone.